This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Friday, November 19, 2021, and these are the headlines. Members of the indigenous people in Marilog are set to get vaccinated today, Friday, as part of the intensified rollout of the vaccination program against COVID-19. Mayor Sara Duterte said the city government is trying to allay the fears of the IP communities in the city about the adverse effects of vaccination, as well as the existing undercurrents among the communities, as these have become the challenges in ensuring that they get inoculated. In the national scene, National Security Advisor Hermogenes Esperon Jr. said the government will continue the resupply mission to Filipino troops stationed at the BRP Sierra Madre in Ayungin Shoal in the West Philippine Sea. Esperon, also the chair of the National Task Force WPS, added that the resupply mission will continue as the Philippines is not asking permission from anyone because the area is its territory. The Western Command earlier reported that three Chinese Coast Guard vessels blocked and water cannoned two Philippine supply boats or bangkas last November 16. No one was hurt, but the Philippine vessels, which were identified as Unaiza May 1 and 3, had to abort their mission after one of them had its outrigger damaged by the water cannon. Esperon said he was also surprised over the unusual presence of many Chinese ships off the Ayungin Shoal. In business, the Department of Trade and Industry 11 and the Fair Trade Enforcement Bureau conducted extensive monitoring and enforcement of fair trade laws, particularly on products under mandatory certification. Trade Assistant Secretary Ronel O. Abrenica and the technical experts from the Bureau of Philippine Standards led the team in visiting several establishments selling construction materials across Davao region last November 8 to 12. The activity was done to ensure that the products available in the market are of high quality and safe to use and in accordance with the standards and technical regulations. 57 hardware stores were monitored in the region. 9 were in Davao Oriental, 17 in Davao del Norte, 11 in Davao de Oro, 7 in Davao City, and 13 in Davao del Sur. In another story, the Securities and Exchange Commission has considered favorably the initial public offerings by Citicor Energy REIT Corporation and Figaro Coffee Group Incorporated, as well as the preferred share offer by Arthaland Corporation. In its meeting on November 16, the Commission and Bank resolved to render effective the registration statements of CREIT covering 6.5 billion common shares, Figaro Coffee Group of 5 billion common shares, and Arthaland covering up to 6 million Series D preferred shares subject to certain remaining requirements. In sports, Filipino baller Thurdy Ravena was slapped with 2-game suspension and a 100,000 yen fine for his post-game outburst after his team in the Japan B League, the Sanen Neo Phoenix, narrowly lost to Toyoma Grouses. The punishments came after Ravena, one of the Filipino imports in the Japanese League, damaged a sponsor's billboard after missing a free throw that would have tied the game. The former Ateneo de Manila University standout apologized for his action. You are listening to the audio edition of the Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Mindanao Times. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.